here's the deal. And please, everybody, please listen to me. And look, some laws are good. Others were made to be broken. We've talked about Rosa Parks. Yes, black people were supposed to get in the back of the bus, but she didn't.
Sodomy.
There was a law. There was a law against sodomy.
That's right.
There may still be.
I'm not sure.
But as we know,
you're saying blow right through that, Adam.
Blow right through that that brown arrow. No, sodomy is like nature's hard candy. It's a treat. It's a treat meant to be enjoyed by all. And there are laws against it. And if Rosa Parks had not performed sodomy on that bus, I think I agree with what Alex is saying. Where would we be?
That's right. It's all about the back.
They had a no sodomy law on that bus. They said
right.
The blacks have to perform sodomy in the rear.
Wow.
All right. But she said no.
Wow.
No, I'm moving to the front of the bus.
Amen.
Ironically, with no seatbelts and performing sodomy behind the driver.
Hallelujah.
And now look at us. And I say we perform the same sodomy on the man when he tells us to rot in front of his red arrow.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline.
Loveline.
With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody. What year are we in again, Drew?
91, isn't it?
Yeah, 88? Maybe 89.
Yeah.
All right. Phone number, everybody. 1-800-LOVE-191. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number, already gave that. Dr. Drew, board for certified physician, addiction management specialist. All right, here's the whole thing. We have John Cho and Cal Penn in here tonight from Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle. I'm going to talk all about that movie. We got to do a quick apology here because we got in trouble today, Drew. I got in trouble today. And you know, my apologies are always horrible. So I'm going to try to pull something together.
Okay.
But I'm going to try to be sincere. Will you help me?
Okay.
Here's what happened last night. We were talking. I was talking about the great civil rights activist, Rosa Parks.
You were talking about, but he was talking about the context of, as I recall, civil disobedience,
yes.
Doing things that you are right in spite of.
I was using her as an example of an American who stood up against the law, a brave and noble person to do what was right.
Yes. You brought her up in the context of telling other people to do things like
that. I was in the midst of a fervent,
heated
diatribe about her standing up to the man when our guest yelled something out.
Alex Borstein.
Yes, that was obscene. And I...
You got incorporated
in like
into
a retarded mad lib,
right.
Wove it in to Rosa Parks.
Yes.
And for that, I apologize.
And are ashamed?
Yes, I am ashamed. Okay. Yes, because I do think she's a great woman.
Yes.
And that's the context in which I brought her up.
And you did not mean it to...
Did not mean to offend any fans of hers or her family.
Or race.
I am a fan of her and her work.
Civil rights issues.
I'm a fan.
You apologize.
Yes, I do.
Sincerely.
Thank you.
Genuinely.
All right.
And I will pile on and just say...
Thank you, Drew.
That I did not come to your aid and
no,
try to edit you.
You should have stopped me.
I apologize to you for committing.
That's very true. Now, Anderson yelled red arrows in my ear
That's what you were yelling about, was people needed to go through the red arrows the way Rosa Parks
stood
up to the man.
That's right.
Some rules were meant to be broken.
Rules were meant to be broken. She was brave enough to break them back in 1960, whatever.
I do remember at the moment, though, that thinking, how did what Alex just said get woven into that? It came out like some sort of Tourette's.
It was a mad lip.
It was
yes.
weird. Yeah.
All right.
It didn't have any contextual relationship.
Let's move on with happier.
That's my main mayonnaise.